Time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Police in Berkeley, Missouri, that's near Ferguson, they say one of the department's police officers shot and killed a teenager at a gas station after the teen aimed a handgun at police.
Powered by News One.
Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. I'm Jackie Reed with your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines for this Wednesday morning. Police and protesters in Missouri clash once again, this time in Berkeley, after police shoot and kill an 18-year-old black teen. Now, police say the teen pulled a gun on the officer who shot him. The teen had been identified, has been rather, identified by his mother as Antonio Martin. Police say Martin and another man were in a gas station parking lot. They were confronted by an officer, and police say Martin pulled a gun out and pointed it at the officer. The officer fired several shots. The other man got away. Another teen is shot, this time at a mall, by another shopper and possibly over an athletic shoe. Police say the 16-year-old and two other boys went to the mall. These details are sketchy, so we're waiting on more, but this is what we know right now. They went to the mall to buy some shoes. Officers say when they discovered that the store did not have the shoes that they wanted, that led to an altercation with two other shoppers, two adult shoppers. Police say those shoppers said one of the boys showed them a gun in a threatening manner, and the other shoppers also, one of them had a gun and shot the teens. We're waiting on what actually happened in that situation, but the teen that was shot fatally. A California woman is reunited with her car 30 years after it was stolen. Can you believe that?
Was she happy about it?
Well, she was. She said it was the best Christmas present she ever received. Now,
they
get
found the car after 30 years?
Well, guys might understand this. The car is a 1967 Mustang.
Okay.
I thought classic. That would change your mind. Right. So it's a classic. Wow. But get this, she bought the car when she was 17 for just $800. $800.
Yes.
Can you believe
that? $60,000, $75,000
Yeah. Mm. So now it's returned to her 30 years later. Police say that the man who owned the car for the past 23 years tried to register it at the DMV, and it didn't come up in the system, and that's when they realized that it had been stolen 30 years ago. So the woman says she still has her original license plate. She had a custom license plate for it, and she plans to put that back on the car. And who thought eggnog could be dangerous? Jay, you need to heed this. A Utah man says he fully recovered after he was hospitalized for chugging a quart of eggnog so quickly that he inhaled some of the creamy holiday beverage into his lungs. But he's going to be okay. He did that at a holiday office party.
He drank how much eggnog?
A quart. A quart.
Was
he
it,
chugged it.
Like on a dare?
In an office party context.
Oh, okay. I hope he had a lot of Febreze.
He didn't have no liquor in that eggnog, did he?
I'm thinking not because it was an office party.
Because that liquor cut out some of that thickness in that.
But he was hospitalized for 3 days. Obi would probably say no to the eggnog.
Looks like a good place for a sticker.
Those are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines.
Thank you, Jackie Reed. It is 15 before the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.